I love Christmas. Always have, ever since I remember, when you're, you know, poor boy and there's a holiday that poor kids get gifts. It goes down to the top of the list, you know, being one of the favorite times of year. I remember those old days, and I remember the gifts. I remember, you know, the little car hauler and the little steel cars and trucks in it. I remember that. I remember the old long Tom gun there, toy gun I had. I carried through the woods for years. I remember that year. Remember the BB gun and that I love to pump that thing up and shoot everywhere. Dangerous. I remember that. Remember that ball, that first ball glove and bat and ball. Remember that race car track. I remember that stuff. Y'all remember that? I remember that. I loved it. I love Christmas, and I love it all. I guess some people don't. I know one person don't, and I'm going to preach about it a little bit tonight. I'm going to preach on why the devil hates Christmas. Because he hates Christmas. Amen. Y'all still out there? Praise the Lord. I want you to look in Matthew chapter 2. Boy, I just want the Lord to have his way in this service tonight. Like to see the victory, amen, of the Holy Ghost upon your soul. Praise God. I would. Bible said, I want you to, I'm going to begin read the second chapter. And, let me back up here and, second chapter and, verse number 7. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, he inquired of them diligently, what time did the star appear? He's very interested to know. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Herod said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. I was preaching to the children the other morning, and I said, I carried on with them a little bit, and I said, I smell a rat right there. They got into that, smelling that rat. But when old Herod said, be sure and come and tell me, because I'd love to worship him. I don't believe it for a minute, do you? Huh? Oh, praise God. I don't believe it for a minute. Something was eating on Herod. Herod didn't like Christmas. Are you with me? I said Herod didn't like Christmas. He's a type of the devil, you know. Amen. I'm going to tell you why the devil hates Christmas. Praise God. It seems like our world is being influenced by the Antichrist spirit. Am I right? It's been years that Christmas with the big X, where Christ is supposed to go, huh? Now how would the world like it if we put an X everywhere we didn't like? I don't want to mention no names, but X marks a spot. Hallelujah. Are you out there? Amen. But our world is being influenced by the spirit of Antichrist. Praise God, because the Antichrist hates Christmas. Amen. And stay with me. We'll preach a little short, sweet Christmas message, wrap it up in a little hallelujah and amen. Amen. I want you to get this here tonight. So Herod had a plot. The devil has a plot. Amen. And so the wise men went on to Bethlehem and found the babe. And the Bible said in verse 12, being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be there, thou there, until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. I'm telling you, this first Christmas had its problems. Ooh, hallelujah. Boy, I hope the Lord will help me, because this message is fresh off the old gospel vine, and I need to preach to you a little bit. Amen. This last opportunity at Christmas, praise God. Amen. I think sometimes even the religious people hate Christmas. Amen. I'm not talking about the season of running and going and buying stock in Walmart. Amen. I'm talking about the real reason for the season. We neglect it and overlook it and don't get inspired by it. Amen. We're inspired. By the spirit of this world. There's a reason why the devil hates Christmas. Amen. And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt. No problem. Had a little gold to spend. Y'all out there? Amen. And was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked by the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children, amen, that were in Bethlehem and in all the coast thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently acquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, in Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning. Help me preach, dear Lord. Rachel weeping for her children and would not be comforted because they are not. Prophesied by the man of God. Something was put in the heart of Herod. Are you listening to me? Listen to me, children. I want to preach to us tonight. Amen. Something spiritual was put in the heart. Amen. Now, I don't mean to get personal here, and I don't mean to, hey, about it. Henry feels like I pick on him all the time, but he does sit at the ringside seat. Amen. Praise God. But I want to preach to you a little. Amen. Look, if you are not loving the entrance of Christ into this world, there's a spirit causing that. Amen. Are y'all getting this yet? Amen. If you don't understand, praise God, and you don't believe, amen, in the word of God and the entrance of God's son in a form of flesh, amen, Emmanuel, God with us. Come on now. I think sometimes we come to church, amen, and we may believe the creed, but we don't live it. Amen. Come on now. It's not a reality in our life. We believe the doctrine, amen, but that's all it is a dogma and a doctrine. Amen. Listen. And we resist. Amen. The Bible says having a form of godliness. Amen. But denying the power thereof. Come on now. I tell you, I love. Amen. The Spirit of Christ that causes us to love our brother and causes us to hate evil, eschew evil. Amen. And promote righteousness. Woo, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, the devil hates Christmas. This Herod reminded me of Pharaoh. Amen. When he had all those Jews under his rule, and he got uneasy. These Jews are going to outnumber you. And so, and they're going to be a leader rise up and, well, I know how to put a stop to that. Amen. We'll just kill all these babies. Come on now. Amen. I'll tell you, he was not a family man. Praise God. But Moses' parents hit him. Amen. In the bull rush. And a leader came out. Only a type of
Christ out of Egypt have I called my son. I want to tell you, Christmas is divine providence. Christmas is prophetic. Christmas is divine. Hallelujah.
Oh, I wish I could preach to you. I'm just going to tell you, Brother Steve, up front, I'm going to have more anointing to pull all these dead bodies around with me. Yeah. Now, I'm not trying to be rude. Y'all think I'm trying to be rude? I thought, that's right. And I'm seeking it this year coming on. I always make these resolutions. Praise God. I want to be a better man. I want to be able to preach the gospel to you. Amen. I'm getting ready to go to the book of Genesis here and tell you why the devil hates Christmas. Amen. Don't you think, Brother Jeremy, the old devil had that old evil eye, amen, on the children of the house of David? He knew enough about the Bible to know, amen, there was coming one who was going to bruise his head. Are you listening to me? And he kept watching the nursery of the Jewish mothers. Amen. Come on now. I'll tell you why the devil hated Christmas. Because he knew when Christ came to this earth, his days were over. Hallelujah.
He ain't getting this, are he?
Want to preach to you a little while. Oh, Herod was, listen to me, you got to be careful, children. Even good church-going people's got to be careful. Amen. You got to be careful. The devil, you children, listen. You children that are can surf the internet and listen to music and the music is spiritual. You hear me? It don't matter what kind of music it is. It deals with the spiritual part of man. Amen. Hear me now. And I'm telling you, if you don't, amen, be careful of what you do and things you expose yourself to, you'll find yourself hating church. You hear me? I had a daughter that backslid when she was a teenage girl, and she told me after she got saved, she said, Dad, I'd listen to Guns N' Roses, amen, in my room, and nobody could hear. I'd listen to that with the earphones in, and when I got in the car, and you turned that gospel music on, I wanted to scream and climb out the window. You're not helping me preach tonight. You're just going along, but I'll tell you, if you're not careful, amen, you're going to let the devil use you, and instead of being for something that you ought to be for, you're going to be against it. Are you helping me preach? You're not helping me preach here tonight. Amen. I'll tell you, the devil hates Christmas because he knew when God came to the earth, his playhouse was tore down. Are you going to help me? I'll tell you, we ought to honor, amen, the Son of God and his righteousness and his holiness.
Now listen, the devil's plotting. The devil's plotting. You've got to understand, the devil is plotting against you. You've got to understand this. He wants you. If he can steal you right out from under the nose of the preacher and take these young girls and make harlots out of them, take these boys and just make them vile, about womanizing heathens. Amen. Are you listening to me? But I want to tell you something. The devil's not ruling the roost tonight. I wish somebody would say amen. Come on now. I said the devil's not ruling the roost. Why not? Because of Christmas. Amen. In Bethlehem. Amen. The fulfillment of the word of God. Amen. Come on now. It's no longer silence. It's no longer darkness. But the light has shone and the voice has uttered. And that's why the devil hates Christmas.
Am I right or not? You see, the devil was there in the Garden of Eden, if you want to turn over there and read it. And God called all these culprits up there. He called Adam up. And you know, how many knows the story? And it hadn't changed much. You get three or four little boys and meet us here and call them up to the office. The first one, you'll say, now what made you do this? And he'll say, well, you know, Jimmy,
Jimmy told me to. I wouldn't do something like that, but Luke, I mean, Jimmy, excuse me, Luke, I don't know if it was the Holy Ghost or what it was. It came to my mind there. Amen. But Jimmy, that's the way Adam did. Adam, what happened to you? Well, Lord, this woman you gave me. It sounds like he's trying to put the blame on God a little, don't it? This woman you gave me. Huh? So he asked the woman. He got the woman of her, and he said, all right, woman, hey, man, why did you do such a thing as this? And he said, but Lord, you know, this serpent you put in the garden. Huh? And so he said, all right, and he gave them their punishment, and he told the serpent, he said, you're going to crawl around on your belly for the rest of your days. You're going to eat dirt. And the seed of this woman is going to bruise your head. Is that what it said? Does anybody hear what that said? Did I get that right, Brother Jason? Is that what he said? Who's there? Who's got it there? Do I need to turn and read it? You got it right there? Read it to me. Amen. Brother Bob, read it.
Genesis 3:14
in Genesis. Listen.
And the Lord said unto the serpent.
Because thou hast done this,
thou art cursed above all creatures,
above every beast of the field. Hear me.
Upon thy belly thou shalt go,
and dust
shalt
thou eat all the days of thy life. Now listen.
I
will bring Christmas. Oh, did I miss that? Is that? This is new version. This is the Randall version. You ever hear of it? Huh? I will put enmity between
thee
and thy woman.
And between thy
seed
and her seed.
And
it shall bruise thy head.
It. Now wait a minute. Who is it? Seed of the woman.
Mm-hmm.
It shall bruise thy head, and
thou
shalt bruise his heel. Anybody know who we're talking about here? Now do you know why the devil dreaded Christmas? Are you hearing me? You ain't getting this, are you? Who is that seed that bruised the serpent's head? Oh, it was Michelangelo. No, it was George Washington. No, it was Moses. No! Come on now. Somebody say amen. Are you catching on to this? You know why the devil hates Christmas? Because the seed of the woman. Amen. He didn't say the man. Amen. It said the seed of the woman. Overshadowed by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Brought the end of the devil's party. Feel the Holy Ghost in here. You're not getting this. You know why we're going to have revival? Because of Christmas. You think I've gone overboard on this? I haven't. Because, amen, Christ was born in a little old town. You know why, Henry, that you don't have to sit here and go to hell? You know why you don't have to? Amen, because of Christmas. Huh? Oh, you got any Christmas cards at home? Have you got any? Was any money? I want you to go home and read them cards, Henry. I think I sent you one. I want you to read it. I mean, I'm at the last minute. They just got in there about an hour ago. So don't miss it. Huh? I want you to read it. Look at that picture on it. I want you to read that verse in there. Thought about you. Are you listening to me? And I want you to say, because of Christmas, the devil ain't got no power over me. Oh, you ain't getting off. Oh, you know what? The old devil got in Herod, Brother Mitch. The devil got in him. And he said, listen, you want me to do it again? Come on now, let me do it again. Hey, please, when you find this child, bring him to me, for I want to worship. I don't buy that, do you? That seaweed stuff don't work, huh? Somebody say amen. You ain't helping me. Praise God, I want to preach to you why the devil
hates Christmas. I think it's the spirit of the devil that's causing our nation to turn its back on Christmas.
Huh?
Am I right or not?
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I said it's the spirit of the Antichrist that has intervened in wanting us to wipe out the name of Christ. Are you listening to me, preach? All right, I'm about done. I want you to lift your hands and ask the Lord to help me preach 10 more minutes here. Now listen, what I'm preaching to you about tonight is more than just a cultural holiday that has been written into law in the 1800s. That's when we started celebrating Christmas, I think it was. Huh? It's not just a time of roller skates and sleds and new clothes and apples and oranges. The devil so hated Christmas. I want you to know, every time he hears Silent Night, you could hear the devil. Ah! I hate that. You ain't getting this.
Right. Come on.
Away in a manger. I hear him whimper. I hate that song. He'd rather you sing Run, Run, Rudolph. I hate that song. Huh? Are y'all still with me? Come on now. I'm telling you, Brother Mike, you still get the Jerusalem Post? You still read that sign? I tell you, amen. I'm telling you, our world is in trouble. You hear what I'm saying? There's a remedy. I wish I could preach. I wish I could get down under your skin. Amen. Now, I know this is a simple sermon. Amen. But I want you to see the divine providence in the entrance of the Son of God through virgin birth in Bethlehem. Are you listening to me? And I also want you to see, amen, that supernatural, so to speak, amen, intervention so-called of the enemy that tried to stop this child from growing up and going to Calvary and dying on a cross and raising the third day. Amen, I tell you, Christmas, amen, was a nightmare for the devil. I wish somebody say amen. I said Christmas was a nightmare, amen, for the devil. Amen. And I tell you, I think we ought to celebrate it. I think we ought to rebuke him. I think we ought to plead the blood. I think we ought to believe in the divinity of Christ. I think we ought to believe in the seed of the woman that bruised the devil's head and has the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Don't backslide this year. You don't have to. Don't go worldly. In the next year? Huh? Ladies, don't leave your precious place with God to go find yourself somewhere. Are you listening to me? Come on, men. Amen. Don't throw your experience away for some one-night stand. Come on. Amen. Don't grow cold in your spirit. Amen. I wish somebody would say amen. And think holiness is not worth the trouble. We're almost home. Christ has bruised the devil's head. He's given us victory over the enemy. Y'all believe this? You believe it?
Glory.
The devil hates Christmas because he knew when that Christ was born and the angels sang and the light shone and the shepherds went across the country and the wise men was warned of God and went another way. He knew. Are you listening? And he went down to Egypt till the death of Herod. It reminds me of some man wrote a book about, I can't remember if it was in one of Ravenhill's books, but he said on the subway in New York, somebody wrote their name on the wall and said, God is dead, and signed their name. And it was there for quite a while. And then one day they drove by and they saw that where it said God is dead and signed his name. They signed that man's name and they said John Doe is dead and signed God's name. How many's getting that? Do you understand that? It don't matter how much. Hey man, Nathan copied that five gifts to the atheist, five things. The gifts to the atheists about believing in God. And I'm going to tell you, praise God, we're not going to survive without the power and the essence of the Holy Ghost and the life of victory that came through the entrance of Jesus Christ into this world. It's no wonder when he walked into an area, the devils would cry out, hey, hey, don't torment us before our time. Are you listening to me? Listen. The devil's not running the show. He may be running your life, but it's because you like him. You hear me? You're letting him run your life. You don't have to. The devil hates Christmas because he knows that he has but a short time. Just a short time. He hates it. Now you say, well, there's parts of it I don't like. Well, that's the parts the devil's inspired to try to distract us from the real purpose. Am I right or not? Come on, church. Somebody say amen. I'm almost done with you. I know you're tired and weary. Come on now. But I want to preach to you. I want to tell you tonight, church, somebody needs to go pray through. You hear me? I said we as a church need to go pray through until we quit having the form of godliness and denying the power. And we desire the power of God. The power of a Christ that has come to this world to set us free and give us victory over the enemy. Am I right? Is this right? Let's stand. God love you. Whew. I thought this was a good message when I was running over it. Praise the Lord. We're getting ready to leave here. Now, Christmas was on Wednesday, and it's family day and worship day. We won't have church. So we won't have church again till Sunday morning, next Sunday. Appreciate the good crowd that was here today. I forgot to tell it. It was 158 people. And that's pretty good, isn't it? But now I couldn't help but look at that Christmas list. There's more than that on that list. Now that I'm not going to take my card back if you wasn't here this morning. You can go ahead and have it. But I'll tell you, I'd like to have a revival in myself. I told Brother Stephen and I'm going to start right here with me. I want to have a revival in myself. I want to get fired up. Now, I want God to help us. And you're going to have to cooperate with the Lord if we have it. You hear me? You're going to have to cooperate with the Lord. That means you're going to have to cooperate with your pastor and your church fellowship. You're going to have cooperation. You're not going to have revival without cooperation. Amen. We're going to have to pull in the same direction. How many is willing? Do y'all understand why the devil hates Christmas? How many of you are rejoicing over Christmas? Amen, I am. I'm looking for my loved ones to get saved. I've got loved ones that are so close to hell they can smell the smoke. And I grieve over it. And I just keep hoping for someday. But if I keep on banking on someday, I'm afraid it's going to be too late. We're going to have to go to today. Is that right or not? Are y'all with me? How many understand what I'm saying? We need revival. Our children grow up in the church, and I know I put an emphasis on this. I mention them. It's about every service, but it's because if we don't get them in the few years we have them, they're gone. Am I right? Praise the Lord. All right. I want us to come and seek the Lord and ask God to help us. Amen. In this holiday season, ask him to bless each one. Each family, give us souls for our labor in Jesus' name. Come right on.